What's it been like? Have you guys come down off the high yet? I mean, look, your smile's just as big as it was Sunday night.
Man, my smile always big. I mean, the biggest thing is that, you know, everybody should be smiling. This whole city is smiling. And most importantly, man, you know, we make the city proud, man, bring the church back home, and you know, just, you know, everybody's getting ready for tomorrow.
The whole city is smiling. Do you guys feel like, oh, we did that?
Yeah, we did. We did that. And, I mean, the most unique thing is we did it without a bunch of our key guys. And that just goes to show you what type of group this is, what type of team this was, and just the accountability that we held each other to throughout the season. And it just shows that everybody, you know, deserves a chance. You know, those guys have stepped up and did a really good job.
Now that you guys have a taste for a Super Bowl in your mouth, how much does that make you guys want to get back on that stage again next year?
We got to enjoy this one first. Mm-hmm. We got to get this week over with. And tomorrow it's going to be crazy. I mean, you can go anywhere. I mean, I can walk anywhere right now. And you know, the most important thing is people around the city just say thank you. You know, I mean, I got a couple buddies that's not football players. And I mean, they're grown men, and you know, they're so excited they call me. Just going everywhere in the city, you can feel their energy, man. And, you know, the city's been with us for a long time, and you know, we did it.
This team has a brotherhood. Your unit, especially, you know, up front, you guys, you rotate deeper than most groups. How has Chris Wilson been able to help you guys just really buy into that and maximize your opportunities?
I mean, the first thing I said is, you know, we have to trust him, you know, at first, because, you know, in the league, when you're a starter, you want to stay on the field all the time. But like I said a few weeks ago, like I've been saying throughout this whole postseason deal, when he first told me that he wanted to keep me fresh and wanted to keep me rotated early in the season, you know, me selfishly was telling myself I'm not coming off the field. But at the same time, you know, I had to trust him and trust the guys behind me to know that they're getting the job done. I think that's what every guy was about in the room, because he always tells us, you know, a fresh destiny is way better than a Todd Fletcher, you know. And that's what's most important. You can't look at it from an individual aspect. You got to look at it as a team deal. And I think everybody just bought into it, and each and every guy just embraced every opportunity that they had when they got the game.
What made this team so resilient? Like you mentioned, the injuries you guys managed to overcome.
I think the way that we approached everything we did, and I started in practice, the only practice is just really the sky was the limit for this team. The way we did things, the way we carried each other, the way we pushed each other, the way we competed. I mean, every little thing that kept this team just so resilient and just, you know, just relentless at the end of the day.
What's in the box from Chris?
Shit, I don't know. It might be your destiny. Y'all gonna put that on there? It's coming. Nah, I'm just playing. But no, that's a nice gift from Chris.
You know, for tomorrow?
Huh?
We're gonna open it up tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I'm opening it today.
You guys have been underdogs. You know, it's been a big rallying cry. Probably not gonna be underdogs this year. Does that matter if you can cut that far ahead?
Nah, we will be underdogs next year. But you know, I mean, next year is next year. I mean, you just have to keep, you know, enjoying this moment right now, and you know, just carry it over. And you know, we got an offseason coming up here pretty soon. I know a bunch of guys is looking forward to it.
If it helps, I think ESPN had a power ranking and had you guys second for next year already.
I mean, we can't get into that. You know, we right now we're number one. Can't nobody take that from us.
I know you said you never watched a Super Bowl. You think you'll rewatch this one a few times?
Yeah, I mean, it's a team. I mean, I've watched the film. But most importantly, I watched this team hold a trophy up at the end of the night. So,
Vinny said that you called out the Philly special on the sideline. Is that right?
I called it out. So, I mean, when you're in practice, you see a bunch of stuff. And obviously, I'm watching sometimes. And, you know, you see certain people going to game in certain situations. And it just become, you know, you're like, oh, man, it's a play they ran in practice. And I'm like, all right, here you go. And they ran it, so.
When they ran in practice, how did it look?
It was perfect. It was good, yeah. It was just like it happened in the game. You know, everything happened just like they practiced it. Trey threw a great ball in practice, and he threw a great ball in the game. So Nick got better hands than Tom Brady.
How about the relationship between Doug and Nick, and how did you see that develop, especially when you came in as a starter?
I think their relationship started in 2012 when Nick was here. I think the biggest thing was that they brought him back for a reason. They brought him back for situations like that. And, you know, to win, man, you got to have, you know, guys like Nick around when you get key guys go down, especially at the quarterback position, because it's really hard to find, you know, a guy like Nick to take over a role when a guy like Carson goes down, you know, to keep the momentum of the team going and to win a Super Bowl, which is really, really special.
Did you guys have to kind of take a deep breath after Carson went out and realize, okay, we still have everything to play for? I mean, how stinging was that to lose Carson?
No, we knew we had everything in front of us. And, you know, we were the only people that could mess that up with us. And I think the most important part is that when he went down, I mean, we see Nick in practice all the time. I mean, he goes against the number one defense every day. And I think that also just kept his mind sharp on things. So I think that helped him out a whole lot, too.
We hear a lot about how close this team is. Is that something that's just developed over time, or do you think it's just, you know, people guys genuinely like each other? Is it something that Doug Peterson preaches? You know, how did that come about where you guys grew so close?
I mean, I think that it started, you know, in offseason you have guys come in, you know, new guys come in, and, you know, obviously you want to figure out what type of men they are, are they a teammate? Well, the guys that came here this year are all really good guys. I mean, those guys came in, and you know, obviously, you know, when you see them the first couple of times, but I had already knew Alshon already when he got here, so that was like nothing new. But guys like Torrey, guys I've never been around like that, and they just got to figure those guys out. And you know, once they came in, they saw the way we did things, and they just picked up on the follow. And you know, just being so close as a team, I think it helps you, you know, get through times like, you know, losing key guys the way we did. I think that helps a lot.
Fletcher, what's been your favorite moment or the most special moment in the last few days?
Just watching my mom, just the tears of joy on her face, and just how happy she is, because she know that that was very special for me and very special for her, and just how happy my family was. So that's been really the biggest key moment of it.
Was that right after the game?
Yes. Yeah.
Kind of have mixed feelings about today, knowing that, I think you just answered this, but knowing that like the whole team is not going to be together exactly the way it was.
I mean, it's professional. I mean, it's the pros. I mean, we all got to understand that's the vision part of this team, that no team is the same each year. Like, things do happen, and, you know, players move on and for different situations, but at the same time, I know that, you know, the guys upstairs all do a great job of bringing, you know, whatever happens, they'll bring another great group of guys in to, you know, keep this thing rolling.